You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, Social Media, Prayer. Topic, Talking to the Heavenly Father. Oh my, social media. You know what the first thing was I did this morning, beside getting out of bed and turning off the 4 a.m. alarm? I knew you would have a hard time guessing. Yes, it was checking out all kinds of media. You know, I have such high respect for my beloved wife, First Lady Wilma. She, yes, indeed, the first thing she does is praise and bless the Lord, thanking the Lord for a new day, thanking Him for His provision, thanking Him for the Holy Spirit upon her life. Good morning, Holy Spirit, is always the first thing I hear out of her mouth. Okay, correction there. Sometimes it is, let's sleep in, honey. We'll go to the gym after work. But even then, before she gets out of bed, the first thing is blessing the Lord, giving Him recognition and praise. Talking to God, or in other words, prayer, should be on every Christian's mind, 24/7, 365 days a year. As the late Smith Wigglesworth is quoted saying, "I never pray any longer than 15 minutes, but I never go 15 minutes without prayer." There I was, checking out this morning's news and the social media, then hurrying up to get dressed and pray. You see, the biggest mistake was already made. Because of me doing the social media check first, I came to the part of hurry and I must go, 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 and do, do, do. Come on now, 15 minutes with God. Is that too much at the start of your day? A delegation of American pastors visiting Charles Spurgeon asked him the secret of his success. In response, Spurgeon led them to the lower level of his church and quietly opened the door, revealing over 400 people praying for God's blessing and power to rest upon their pastor, who would stand in the pulpit that night to preach the Word of God. "There, gentlemen," said Spurgeon, "is the secret for God's blessing on His work here." The Apostle Paul, himself a man of deep prayer, knew the unrivaled effectiveness of prayer in the ministry. He begged the church to pray for him. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 to 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 to 12. Common English Bible. Your pastor knows it is only through earnest, strategic prayer that he will be an effective minister in the hands of God. He, like Paul, urges you to pray for him, for his personal needs, for his family, and for wisdom and power as he oversees the flock of God. Will you let the Holy Spirit lead you as you pray in faith through the following needs, expecting God to work? Will Bruce, OMF International. The heroes of the faith knew it, and I know you know it too. Prayer is essential. When growing up, we learned right from wrong by communicating with our parents. Sometimes they spoke to our rear ends with the words of their hands, but oh my, they surely spoke to us. Also, when you were hungry, we spoke to our parents and said, "I'm hungry," or maybe, "I'm thirsty." Now, my simple question for you is this. When was the last time you asked your Heavenly Father, "I'm hungry," or maybe, "I'm thirsty. Please, can I have some more?" Prayer is nothing more than communicating with God the Father. This communication is what it is all about this morning. Facebook, Google Plus, X, formerly known as Twitter, MySpace, YourSpace, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and so forth, and so much more. It is not a question if we as Christians should use these or not. That is not what this message is about. Wasn't it the prayer of Yeshua himself who prayed for the disciples? John chapter 17, verse 6 to 19, Complete Jewish Bible. I made your name known to the people you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, because the words you gave me I have given to them, and they have received them. They have really come to know that I came from you, and they have come to trust that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given to me, because they are yours. Indeed, all I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and in them I have been glorified. Now I am no longer in the world. They are in the world, but I am coming to you. Holy Father, guard them by the power of your name, which you have given to me, so that they may be one, just as we are. When I was with them, I guarded them by the power of your name, which you have given to me. Yes, I kept watch over them, and not one of them was destroyed, except the one meant for destruction, so that the Tanakh might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I myself do not belong to the world. I don't ask you to take them out of the world, but to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Set them apart for holiness by means of the truth. Your word is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. On their behalf, I am setting myself apart for holiness, so that they too may be set apart for holiness by means of the truth. As a Christian, just as the disciples in the world, but not being of the world. That is a major key. During the Old Testament days, people got caught up on the news, the law, judgments, and disputes at the gate. Let me give you some examples. The poor came for alms, Acts chapter 3, verse 2, Common English Bible. Meanwhile, a man crippled since birth was being carried in. Every day, people would place him at the temple gate, known as the Beautiful Gate, so he could ask for money from those entering the temple, the place where the king's advisors and petitioners gathered. Esther chapter 5, verse 12 to 13. Common English Bible. Best of all, Haman said, Queen Esther has invited no one else but me to join the king for food and drinks that she has prepared. In fact, I've been called to join the king at her place tomorrow. But all this loses its meaning every time I see Mordecai, the Jew, sitting at the king's gate, a place where people showed allegiance. Exodus chapter 32, verse 26, Common English Bible. So Moses stood at the camp's gate and said, Whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me. All the Levites gathered around him, a place where God told Jeremiah to make the proclamation, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 19, Common English Bible. The Lord proclaimed to me, Go and stand by the people's gate, where Judah's kings go in and out, and then by all the gates of Jerusalem. Oh yes, what about this? And I love this so much about the Proverbs 31 woman. It is the place where public praise is given. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 23 and verse 30 to 31. Common English Bible. Her husband is known in the city gates when he sits with the elders of the land. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Let her share in the results of her work. Let her deeds praise her, in the city gates, a place used in warning, as in the words of Jesus. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, Common English Bible. Go in through the narrow gate. The gate that leads to destruction is broad, and the road wide. So many people enter through it. But the gate that leads to life is narrow, and the road difficult. So few people find it. Those words were spoken by Jesus regarding people doing right or wrong. Then lastly, I want to share with you this gate word, John chapter 10, verse 8 to 10, Common English Bible. All who came before me were thieves and outlaws, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief enters only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came so that they could have life. Indeed, so that they could live life to the fullest. It is Jesus who is the shepherd and sits at the gate of the heart, also the gate of heaven. We cannot have entrance to heaven if the door of our heart is not opened first by us to let him in. Then we are not able to enter the roadway to heaven if we do not enter through the sheep's gate first, this gate that is protected by Jesus himself. The gate is the main blood vessel to the heart, the main artery that provides life. Yes, indeed, the heart pumps. But when there is no artery, there is no reason to pump, is there now? All access to us as individuals is provided through the gate. Access through the gate. Judgment through the gate. Knowledge through the gate. Correction through the gate. Nutrition through the gate. Healing through the gate. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit through the gate. Everything goes in and out through the gate. This is why it is so very important for us to make sure that whatever gate we use, it is clean and prepared for holiness and righteousness. Do we want God to enter in through the dung gate? Yeah, I didn't think so either. So then indeed, what is the first thing that comes out of the gate that is our mouths? Is it praise and blessings for the Almighty of heaven and earth? Or is it, oh my, what is she doing? Is she crazy? Goodness, what a wreck. Okay, yes, this can apply to everything. The news, social media, etc., etc. Many times I preach and have preached about the gates of our eyes, mouth, and ears, and the topic of garbage in, garbage out. The more we let God come in our eyes, ears, and minds, the more we will let him come out. The more we let the world and the worldly things come into our eyes, ears, and minds, the more the world will come out. When you start applying this to your daily life, and you start to shelter yourself from those influences that are contradictory to biblical teachings, you will notice that over a certain amount of time, okay, let's say over the time span of 2 years, you will notice that what previously you thought was okay now is shocking or offensive. I will be the first one to admit this, and that is also a major reason why we do not have publicly accessible television in our house. No cable, no satellite, no bunny ears. When it is the norm to sell cars or shampoo with half-naked ladies on the TV, something is surely wrong. My eyes are reserved for my wife and not for the curves of some strange lady. Like I said, garbage in, garbage out. When you see a continuous stream of homosexual men and women parading on the TV, then at a certain moment, it becomes normal. But what does God say? When you see a continuous stream of food on TV and people like it so much and they can't get enough of it, but what does God say? And yes, this is one of the big things for me. What does God say about gluttony? When you hear on the radio a continuous stream of F words or killing or drug use, it becomes normal. But what does God say? Oh, and let me tell you, TV is a wonderful way for Christian outreach. Many people are being reached by television programs, bringing good values and standards, also church services and Christian music programs. But what about the advertisements in between? This is the same with radio. You can hear Focus on the Family or Adventures in Odyssey. You can hear a great sermon on the radio. I like to listen to talk radio. However, I get more and more disgusted listening to it. No, not necessarily because of the people on it, but because of the advertisements in between. Do you have a problem specific to men? Take this pill. More and more things that should be between husband and wife, or between one person and their doctor, are now discussed openly on TV or the radio. Moral values have disappeared. Why? I can tell you why. Because God has been taken away out of our gates. His word has been slowly but surely replaced with an attitude of it is okay. But then, are you speaking out against social media, TV, or radio? No, I am surely not. Jesus reached out to a lot of people. He went high upon the mountain so that everybody could hear the Sermon on the Mount. He went in the boat so that everybody could see and hear him. In other words, he used the amplifier and the broadcasting techniques of his day. Even the 2,000-year-old X, formerly Twitter, was used. Somebody running ahead of him when he was coming. Jesus is coming, Hosanna. Jesus is coming. He knew that when he told the blind man not to tell anyone else, he knew the man would tell everybody. It went from his face to anybody else's face without the book, but it went from face to face. The news spread like wildfire. The difference, and I believe the only two differences, are speed and morale. Our moral values have been annihilated over the last decades, and the speed of the spread of communication has reached incomprehensible numbers. Is it okay to watch TV? To listen to the radio, to be on the internet, to use social media? Yes, it sure is okay. The question you need to ask yourself after reading those words of Jesus that we shared earlier from the book of John: are you in the world or are you of the world? Who is sitting at the gate of your eyes and ears? But now it comes, the most important thing: who controls the exit out of the gate of your mouth? Is it the Comforter? John chapter 14, verse 26, Amplified Bible. But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance, everything I have told you. Is it this Holy Spirit who sits at the gate of your heart? As you, or at least most of you know, I've been making my living in technology, and more precisely, the computer industry, for a good 40 years now. I've seen it come and go, one fad after another, people getting all excited and people getting all disappointed. I'm sure that many of the wise words from God the Father through the mouth of Jesus Christ have disappeared or were never even recorded, which now, in our days, is no longer the case. Anybody who writes anything on social media or on digital radio or TV will have it recorded for eternity. Oh yes, even those oops moments. Oh thank God. Nobody has read this yet. Let me quickly delete it. Yeah, right? Sorry. Too late. It is still there, just not for you to see. But when it is done, it is done. It is there. Wouldn't it be great and wonderful if Jesus would have had that 2,000 years ago? We would have every single word of him. From the post of Mary saying, Jesus said, Mama, or Dada, to the official temple recording of the 13-year-old Jesus teaching on the Sabbath. Oh, how great that would be. Yes, indeed, that would be wonderful. Why? Because Jesus was a righteous person. You and me, however, do I need to say it? No, I didn't think so. I was reminded of a movie in which the back of an Anglican bishop had the tattoo saying, "Act busy, Jesus is coming." Yes, indeed, I had to laugh. Was it a laughing matter? No, not at all. Because Jesus is here, with you and with me, through the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Standby. And whatever it is that we broadcast, blog, write, speak, listen to, or watch, we do that with Him. So let us go back to the gate of the tent encampment, and let us ask with Moses, "So who is it that you stand with?" If you are with God, then stand here in the gate to protect and to serve. When you are not, then move out of the gate. Yes, you know, it might be unfortunate for some, but it is just impossible to be with one leg in the gate and with one leg outside of it. John chapter 14, verse 6, Common English Bible. Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father but through me," says, "I am the gate." The cross of Jesus Christ is made out of two beams forming the doorway to heaven. The blood of Christ has been deposited on this cross. This doorway is covered with the blood of the Lamb. The blood that tells the angel of death, "This is the place you do not enter. Pass it by." Going through Jesus means going through the cross and going through the blood. But then we have accepted it. We are in and through the gate, on our way to the Heavenly Father. Nobody comes to the Father, then through me. Because of all of this, I today suggest an internet covenant for all Christians. It may sound a little silly, but think about it. Truly, is this the case? Is it silly to be our brother's keeper? Genesis chapter 4, verse 8 to 10, Common English Bible. Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." When they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. The Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" Cain said, "I don't know. Am I my brother's guardian?" The Lord said, "What did you do?" "The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground." Let us have a look at three more verses on this topic. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, Common English Bible. Don't lie to each other. Take off the old human nature with its practices and put on the new nature, which is renewed in knowledge by conforming to the image of the one who created it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 to 16, Common English Bible. Instead, by speaking the truth with love, let's grow in every way into Christ, who is the head. The whole body grows from him, as it is joined and held together by all the supporting ligaments. The body makes itself grow in that it builds itself up with love as each one does its part. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, Common English Bible. Carry each other's burdens, and so you will fulfill the law of Christ. The covenant contract I've made available to you indeed originated from a contract between parent and child. But understanding and also knowing the dangers to soil our hearts, minds, and soul with the poison of the world, it is truly a great thing to be standing side by side in this dangerous new world, when as spouses, each sign, one for each other. With your children, explain the dangers and have them sign a covenant too. If you do not have anyone to sign a covenant with, let your pastor or minister be your covenant partner in this endeavor to become a better steward of our time and resources we all have at our fingertips. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 4, Common English Bible. Now, if you really obey the Lord your God's voice by carefully keeping all his commandments that I am giving you right now, then the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and find you if you obey the Lord your God's voice. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Your own fertility, your soil's produce, and your livestock's offspring, the young of both cattle and flocks, will be blessed. So, in all you do, praise the Lord. Before I close in saying amen, let us take a step back and examine the condition of the gates in our lives, our eyes, ears, and mouths. What we allow in determines what flows out. Prayer is not a ritualistic checkbox, but a lifeline, a two-way gate of divine communication. Begin your day at the altar, not the algorithm. Like Wilmer, like Spurgeon's congregation, like Paul, let prayer precede our posts. As believers in Messiah Yeshua, we are not called to abandon the tools of our time, but to redeem them, to bring light to the gates where culture gathers. Social media, television, and radio are not inherently evil. They are platforms that amplify what is in our hearts. Let us therefore fill our hearts with the Word of God, the joy of the Spirit, and the burden of intercession. When we anchor ourselves in covenant, be it personal, familial, or communal, we take a stand at the gate. We declare, not just in word, but in lifestyle, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Let the Spirit sit enthroned at the gate of your heart, your home, your device, and your mouth. Let us protect our gates and sanctify our ways, for the gate himself, Yeshua the Messiah, calls us to walk through him into everlasting life. Amen and amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.